How do you know a good wine? It's easy. You taste it and you know. But how do you know a wine is good when it's still in the grapes in the field? That's the winemaker's art. It comes from walking the vineyard, inspecting the plants, irrigating the dry spots and draining the wet ones. Pruning is the key. Winemakers need to control how much new leaf the vines grow each season. Too much and the grapes suffer. Too little and both vine and grapes do the same. Growing grapes for wine is more than just art. It is also science. The next time you raise your glass, you can thank a satellite for making it a glass worth drinking. Today, wine growers use photographs taken by satellite to make detailed computer maps of their vineyards. The images are so sharp, the entire vineyard can be divided into blocks measuring just 2 meters across. Software lets wine growers record soil conditions, elevation, slope, just about anything that affects how that wine will taste in your glass. Where does all that information come from? From walking the fields the old-fashioned way, but using today's tools to measure what they find. Among those tools is global positioning by satellite, the same GPS that tells your mobile phone where you are. For growers, GPS matches up the 2 meter blocks on their map to a real location on the ground, so that all that precious information ends up in the right place. It's a lot of work, but the value is enormous. It lets growers decide the best grape to grow, how to space the plants and arrange the rows, and how much irrigation they need. That lets them get the most from their land year after year. But satellite has more tricks up its starry sleeve. Specialized satellites in orbit beam infrared light at the ground. By analyzing the reflections, we can actually measure how much green leaf is in each of those 2 meter blocks. Growers compare images of their vineyards taken weeks apart and can see where there is too much leaf or too little growing. Then they go to work with pruning shears, fertilizer and water to bring those sections back into line. Their labor costs fall, productivity rises, and the grapes get better. There are a lot of vineyards and a lot of wine in the world. More than 1 million producers bottle and ship close to 3 billion cases each year. In just 1 year, 2012, the world trade in wine was worth $30 billion. So let's raise a glass to the invisible technology high in the sky that has made wine a global success story and a delicious addition to our lives. Satellite, the world's indispensable technology. Brought to you by the Society of Satellite Professionals International.
With the support of DataPath.